You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, January the 20th, and back in Atlanta, and a great new initiative from the Pistons. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com. More on that later. A Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Your boy is getting older. That was evidenced by the birthday last week, and man, I am feeling it, and I have been feeling it all year just like you guys. The holidays are finally behind us, which means it's time to catch up on some much-needed sleep, and even though getting a good night's sleep is much easier said than done, our good friends at CBDMD have exactly what you need to sleep harder than NBA media is sleeping on DeAndre Hunter of the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Copywriter. Let's change that here, Pistons fans. Sleeping harder than the NBA media is sleeping on Jeremy Grant. That's right. CBDPM blends 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep-promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. And if you want to relax a little bit before bed, their new CBD bath salts fuse superior CBD with Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts to turn any bath into a luxury experience, and are available in lavender and eucalyptus scents, as well as a soothing nighttime blend with melatonin and calming herbs. CBDMD helps me relax at night. You got to get the sleep. You stay up late. You're podcasting. I know you do the same thing too. Then you got to get up early and deal with the grind, plus that holiday stress, plus the resolutions you got. It's a lot for all of us to deal with. There's a lot going on in the world as well. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all of our listeners 20% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA, for 20% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about all of our great advertisers, and also the Locked On Pistons podcast. Heard you guys wake up to me every day, so I'm trying to bring a little bit extra energy. Me and a cup of coffee will get you started for the day, no doubt about that. But the Pistons back in action tonight as the phone goes off. Brother Brian has all we need to know about tonight's game in the Dirty, Dirty South. We're also going to touch on a little bit some of the larger things that are going on in the real world this week and how the Pistons might relate as well. But as I touched upon, online gambling is coming to Michigan on Friday. I will give you a quick primer, the things you need to know about the market that's headed here at noon on Friday. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore to that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give Brother Brian a follow at @BShook12 on Twitter, and also the Play Michigan Twitter account, nearing 900 strong on followers right now as we speak, @Play_Michigan. The Pistons back in Atlanta, second time this year. Brother Brian's got the details.
This is your Pistons game preview. The 3-10 Pistons are making a pit stop in Atlanta tonight on their way home from Miami to take on the 6-7 Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. The Hawks are coming into this game off a win, having beat the Timberwolves 108-97 on Martin Luther King Day. Coach Lloyd Pierce brings the second best rebounding team in the league into the game in what will be the second meeting between these two teams, as the Hawks beat the Pistons 128-120 back on December 28th in a game that was also played in the Dirty South. Atlanta is led by guard Trae Young, who's averaging almost 23 a night on the young season, but hasn't quite found his stroke yet, as he is shooting under 30% from deep. Young is joined by a plethora of scoring options, including DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, Clint Capella, Kevin Herter, and Cam Reddish, all averaging double digits. The Hawks have battled injuries to a lot of players that look to be key contributors when they can get out of the training room and onto the court, and they will be without several of them against Detroit tonight, with names like Gallinari, Dunn, and Bogdanovich all out tonight. The Pistons are looking to rebound from an MLK Day loss at Miami that saw Detroit charge out to a big lead before allowing the Heat back into the game, and eventually the defending Eastern champions proved too much for the Pistons and avoided the two-game sweep. In their game earlier this year, the Hawks were led by Trae Young with 29 points, and the Pistons allowed Atlanta to shoot 48% from deep and 49% from the floor, giving up a lot of open looks. Jeremy Grant looks to have a repeat performance to his 27.6 rebound affair earlier this year and is riding a 12-game streak of over 20 points and has led the team in scoring in all 12 of those games. The Pistons are 8-5 against the betonline.ag spread this year and are 6-point underdogs tonight with the game number at 220.5. Tonight's game tips at 7:30 on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket. This has been your Pistons game preview.
Thank you to Brother Brian for the quick thumbnail sketch of what to expect tonight with the Atlanta Hawks and the Detroit Pistons. That's a 7:30 tip. As he mentioned, Bogdanovich, Dunn, and Gallinari all out. In addition, Cam Reddish listed as questionable with a right knee contusion, and probable are DeAndre Hunter and Trae Young. So who knows? Some right heel soreness for Trae Young. Again, probable. So he's probably in the lineup. But you never know. Maybe the Pistons will catch a break there. Frank Jackson, probable for the Pistons. And, of course, Killian Hayes out for the Detroiters. Who defends Trae Young, right? We know that Bruce Brown had a little bit of success and not so much success at times these last couple seasons against Trae Young. We'll see who draws that assignment, especially with Frank Jackson still a little bit hurt. Certainly you have DeLon Wright expecting some of those minutes, and Derrick Rose, the old guy against the young guy. Always love those storylines there. But Trae Young, ultimately the player that you got to stop for the Detroit, or for the Detroit Pistons against the Atlanta Hawks. Is Trae Young an all-star? I saw some buzz about that this week. Certainly playing pretty well so far this year. He's got the defensive limitations. We'll see how if he gets exposed by the Pistons on that end tonight, and if he does some exposing of the Detroit Pistons on that end offensively himself. But up next, we're going to talk about, there's some big news going on around the country this week. In addition to the celebrations of the life of Martin Luther King, that was on Monday and continues throughout the week as it should. And the Pistons, a big new initiative. I got a little bit of a history lesson for you guys, NBA Pistons related, a smorgasbord of topics that kind of pull it all together. And that's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first,
it's Bang the Over Brother Brian, and let me tell you, as we get into the end of football playoffs and the basketball season's full swing, this is prime gambling season. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The Pistons are stopping over in Atlanta tonight on their way home from South Florida to take on the Hawks. Betonline.ag has the Pistons as 6-point underdogs to the Hawks and a game number of 220.5. These two teams played in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and the Hawks won that game by 8, and the two teams combined to score 228 points. Detroit is 8-5 against the spread year to date and has had the over come in one more time than the under this year. Money lines for the game are Detroit plus 215 and Atlanta minus 255. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yes, sir!
2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you guys, I was going to try to tie this whole thing together with the inauguration today of President-elect Joe Biden, but and the closing of another chapter of U.S. history, another notable chapter with Donald Trump, but we're not going to try to thread that needle with everything, but we will touch upon the other parts of this week that are very significant. And that, of course, is the holiday on this past Monday of Martin Luther King Day, Dr. King Jr. And of course, the Pistons are playing tonight in Atlanta, the birthplace of Dr. King, where he went to school as a young man growing up and also went to undergrad at Morehouse College in Atlanta as well, a wonderful city, one that I hope to spend more time in the coming years. And obviously, that's a significant thing. You know, Fox Sports Detroit, who do a great job during the broadcast of touching upon some of his historical significance, leaning on guys like Greg Kelser to tell a lot of those stories over this time with the Black Lives Matter movement as well. But looking forward to seeing what Fox Sports Detroit has cooked up for our viewing pleasure in that regard. But the Pistons, got to hand it to them as well. They announced this afternoon a great program that they have put together in partnership with the Detroit Police Department, mentoring some young teens in the city of Detroit, virtual sessions, of course, during the pandemic, but monthly sessions where members of the Detroit Pistons family, 20 different teenagers with mentoring sessions and small groups and even some one-on-one sessions as well, once a month for a few months as well. They actually did the first one on Tuesday night, so last night as you listen to this, with the theme of History of Greatness, of course, during this significant week where we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King. Kudos to the players involved in this initiative and being in these virtual sessions and talking to young people in the city of Detroit. These players are Josh Jackson, native Detroiter, back home doing some good as well. Again, hats off to Josh for some of the initiatives he's taking care of off the court. And new Pistons acquired in free agency as well. I guess DeLon Wright was via trade, but DeLon Wright doing the good stuff, doing the work here in the city of Detroit, and Jahlil Okafor as well, coming over as a free agent and already kind of inserting himself into the community in a positive way. So hats off to him. And, of course, Pistons ambassador Earl Cureton is involved in this, the former Pistons player and Detroit native as well, someone who's done a lot of good and is always involved in a lot of the community projects that the Pistons have put together over the years. I didn't see Rick Mahorn on this one, but I did want to point out that Rick Mahorn has been involved in the past in a lot of these types of initiatives. And you know, the Pistons, with February coming up, they always do a great job with the Black History Month celebrations. They've brought notable Detroiters that have helped out the community in the past onto the court during timeouts and half times during past Februaries. Don't know if the COVID situation will end up hampering those, but you know that the Pistons and the consciousness in terms of their societal impact has been something that's lifted up during these past few years, and you have to credit Tom Gores for that. We know and have discussed and will continue to discuss his checkered history in some regards with that, with his owning of the company Securus, that overcharges prisoners for their phone calls with members of their families and friends and whatnot. So we have talked about that. We will continue to talk about that. But today, as we talk about some of the positives that the Pistons community has done out there, especially inside the city of Detroit, so hats off to the players, Josh Jackson, DeLon Wright, and Jahlil Okafor, and the community partnership outreaches that the Pistons have put together. Also wanted to throw out a little history lesson for you guys, given that we're talking about Dr. King and breaking down barriers. Do you know who Earl Lloyd is? Well, you may not. I didn't. Not going to lie to you. He is the first Black player in NBA history. Of course, we know all about Jackie Robinson breaking down the color barrier in Major League Baseball. But in 1950, Earl Lloyd did that same thing for the Washington Capitals, not the hockey team, the old NBA basketball team. Earl was one of three Black players that entered the league at the same time in the 1950s, but it just so happened that Earl played for Washington first on the schedule in 1950. I believe it was Halloween night, October 31st. He later played with Syracuse in the mid-50s and beat the Fort Wayne Pistons in the NBA Finals, the NBA Championship Series, in seven games in 1955. But maybe as his penance for beating the Pistons, later on in his career, he ended up playing for the then Detroit Pistons, who in the interim time, the next 5 years, made the move to Detroit and debuted for the Pistons in 1961 and ended up playing another season, his final two seasons in the NBA, as a player, playing 25 minutes a piece in each of those games for the Pistons. So not an end-of-the-bench guy, but played well for the Pistons in his last 2 years in the NBA. Went on to coach for the Pistons about 5 years later under head coach, player coach, Dave DeBuscher for a few years. And then 11 years after he retired, he became the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, the third African-American coach in NBA history after Bill Russell and another fella that I haven't come up with in my mind right now, as I didn't prepare maybe as well as I should have. But Earl Lloyd, the third African-American coach in the NBA and first for the Detroit Pistons organization, he coached one full season for the Pistons in 61 and a bit of another before Ray Scott took over. I'm sorry, I said 61. It was 71 and then a bit of the 72 season as well that he was coach of the Detroit Pistons before Ray Scott, a former Pistons great, one of the great Pistons of all time as a player and one of the great coaches of all time as well. And the story goes that Earl Lloyd also scouted Ray Scott and found him and brought him into the Pistons fold as well. So Earl Lloyd, a name that is forgotten in the annals of some idiots like me who fancy themselves as NBA knowledge of the history and whatnot of the league. But I wanted to let you guys know about a name, Earl Lloyd, that maybe we should shed some more light on and think more about and talk more about as we talk about the history of this great game and the history of this once great franchise that is still doing a lot of great things in the community, and they should be commended for that. But speaking of great things for sports fans, I got the skinny on what's coming up on Friday at noon for Detroit sports fans, something that a lot of people in the state of Michigan have been waiting a long time for. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than the OGs. They got 18 amazing flavors now, including nut and non-nut flavors. The six new ones are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp as well. Add that to the 12 original flavors. You got the orange, the peanut butter brownie. They're all good. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. Best of all, the Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. These bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high fiber, all the great macros, great for the keto diet, and whatever you're trying to pull off on your New Year's resolutions as well. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. It's Small Market Meets Big Market Wednesdays on the Locked On NBA podcast. Join Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast and John Corrales of Locked On Celtics for a look at the NBA week from all angles. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast today, wherever you get your podcast. Now, I wanted to stick this segment at the end of the show in case some of you guys don't have interest in this, but big news in my world on Tuesday morning as the Michigan Gaming Control Board announces that legalized and regulated online sports betting will launch at noon this Friday. That's right. They have authorized 9 operators to launch, and here are the 9 that will be doing online sports betting. Barstool Sportsbook is one of them. Of course, you know about Barstool. They are only doing sports betting. These other 8 that I'm going to mention are approved for online sports betting and also online casinos. You can play blackjack and all your other casino games from your phone or from your computer as well. So the other 8 are BetMGM, BetRivers, DraftKings, FanDuel, Golden Nugget, Twin Spires, William Hill, and WynnBET. There will be others coming down the line as well, including FoxBet, Parks Casino, and PointsBet. You know about some of those from watching Pistons games. And also 3 of the Native American tribes in the state of Michigan, the operators of Firekeepers Casino, Four Winds Casinos, and also Soaring Eagle Casino in Mount Pleasant. They are going to go ahead and launch self-branded apps down the line as well, but they have not been approved yet. That will come soon down the line. So we're talking about 15 operators of online sports betting in Michigan. If you check out my employer at playmichigan.com, we have all the information you need on some of the pre-launch offers that are out there. BetMGM, BetRivers, DraftKings, and FanDuel in particular. You just click through our website and you'll get the best possible bonuses that you can get from pre-launch. So check out playmichigan.com in advance of Friday's noon launch there. Check that out and get all the free money you can possibly get. You're going to be hearing a lot about this. You already have. You're going to be hearing plenty about it in the coming weeks and days, especially days. These will launch before Sunday's kickoff of the conference championship games in the NFL. There's already one operator, DraftKings. I'm going to pull this up as I talk to you guys. But DraftKings has a Pistons-themed launch as well. You can double your money on the Detroit Pistons scoring a 3-point shot. So this is a free-to-play pool part of DraftKings, their launch. And so it's a double your money on the Detroit Pistons to score a three-point shot, and that's through DraftKings Sportsbook. So if you want some more information on that, check us out at playmichigan.com, the story we have about the DraftKings launch. We'll have all you need to know about doubling your money on the Pistons scoring a three-point shot. I believe that's in the Friday game against the Houston Rockets there. So that's the thumbnail sketch. We've got all sorts of more information if you want it at playmichigan.com. Reach out to me if you got any questions. You know how to get a hold of me, Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H at yahoo.com, or send me a DM through the Twitter machine. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I am your host, Matt Schoch. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.